Good morning, everyone. My name's Natan Daron. I'm the lead researcher on the Fabian's Environment and Citizenship Programme. And as Andy promised, I'm just going to say a couple of words about that programme before we go into our morning plenary. The UK, we've led the world in taking strong action on climate change. And David Cameron, he was only able to open the world's largest offshore wind farm this week because of the careful consensus that was built under years of a Labour government. In the same week, we've seen Michael Gove trying to remove climate change from the national curriculum. He only failed because of strong lobbying by the Liberal Democrat Ed Davey, who should be applauded for this work. But I think the message is quite clear. The biggest threat to the environment movement in the UK is a Conservative majority in 2015. But the other side of this message is the biggest hope for the environmental movement in the UK is a Labour majority. In 2015, an incoming Labour government will commit to a 2030 target for decarbonisation of the electricity sector. An incoming Labour government will empower the Green Investment Bank so that it can borrow and invest more in greater amounts and in more parts of the project cycles. In 2015, I think Ed Miliband will go to Paris to negotiate hard for a global binding deal on emissions reductions alongside Barack Obama, Francois Hollande and Xi Jinping. That's my very optimistic vision for what Labour will do in 2015. But this vision will only become a reality if we keep up the pressure on Labour to turn good rhetoric on green issues into policy priorities. This vision only works if we keep generating the big ideas for Labour's next term in government. And this is what the Environment and Citizenship Programme at the Fabian Society is all about. Since I've joined the Fabians, we've done work on water policy, on food policy, on transport, and on building the case for strong action on climate change. We're about to start some new work we'll be undertaking this summer on Europe and the environment, on the public politics of industrial policy and how we square that with environmental stewardship, which Will talked about so eloquently, and also on local environmentalism and how we can kind of ground our environmentalism in a politics of place. Today's a really important opportunity as part of the programme to reflect on the work that we've done and also debate together the challenges that face us in future. And if we do this properly, I think we can ensure the next Labour government is, as we heard from Will, one that puts the green issues at the heart of its programmes and not as a kind of optional extra.